first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Luke Burke learns about hope.
I sat on the couch, contemplating the events that had unfolded just minutes ago. I was frustrated. I was crying. I was trying not to show either. Two rooms down, my mom was talking to someone on the phone. Her voice was shaky, emotion heavy with every word. Sitting next to me on the couch was my 15-year-old sister, sobbing as she tried to contemplate the reality that our dog, Sparky, may be gone from our lives forever. Not 10 minutes ago, our dog had escaped. No one had seen him leave, and searching for him provided no result. We didn't know where he was, and we were coming to terms with the fact that we may never see him again. The little white dog, caring and cuddly with equal measure, complete with a small underbite that appeared out of place on his tiny, fur-covered face. His teeth were worn down, caused from gnawing on metal before we adopted him and welcomed his presence in our home. He quickly went from stranger to pet to friend. I tried desperately to remember these things and more, cementing them in my brain so that they might not be forgotten. It was at this point that my mom entered the living room, dried tears staining her freckled face. She took a shaky breath before uttering the words, "He's been found." Nothing could describe the gratitude I felt, the joy that flowed into me like a torrent of water. The relief at knowing what I thought was lost was found again. It was then I learned hope, and the sweet, tender promise it brings.
Luke Burke is a local resident. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.